All right, gang, it's time for Puck Off. Yeah, come on, man. Razor Smith here, Joe Bartnick over there. What's going on, Joe?
I'm a little sour today, I got to tell you. We're both in the world of crap right now, Frage.
We're both sour.
Yeah. I mean, the evil empire, the Philadelphia Flyers are right there.
They're on the doorstep.
And, I mean, and it's just sad. When you look at the talent on my team, you look at the talent on your team, and you look at the Philadelphia Flyers, there's no one but ourselves to blame. Last night, for those who were taping on Wednesday, we bring in Phil Kessel for $7 million. I've never got on him yet. But for $7 million, can you get the puck up? Can you get the puck up? I mean, midget hockey guys, the puck is on the ice. You know, when you're seven, I mean, me in Pittsburgh, ask the Robert Morris Hockey Facility. I get the puck in the air.
Even you do.
Pucks in the air.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. We leave with 2 points. We're one behind the Islanders.
Wow. Yeah, that was a tough one. Well, so you don't think he's played that well?
He's played okay. But, you know, I mean, Cullen, our old school veteran guy, he comes unraveled. Letang, once again, he scores, but he comes unraveled. The power play, somehow Crosby is now back in charge of the power play. Overall, it was piss poor. Well, I mean, that's all you can. And I was all fired up because, you know, well, first of all, we beat the Rangers. We look like, you know, we look like the 94 Penguins. Beat the Rangers. We come back. We lose to Calgary. Calgary's like the, I mean, I think the Ontario rain to beat Calgary right now. We lose to Calgary, you know, then we absolutely, you know, then we blow the roof off of teams, and then we do that.
Well, you know what, though?
Jersey. We crushed it because we finally brought up some muscle. Tom Sestito, when last seen in North America, he led the world in fighting majors. So, of course, he scared the hell out of New Jersey. And he actually got Tutu, that moron, that resident rat, to take a stupid penalty. Got us on the power play.
Well, so he's helping out already.
So I was all happy with that. But then, and you know how, like, you know, maybe not my mistress, but a team through you and through my youth, I always kind of, well, like the Red Wings. No, they're on the verge of collapse.
I can't believe it.
I mean,
what is going
one
on?
One of us is going to lose out to the puke orange creamsicle.
I can't believe it. I'm usually not as vocal about the Flyers as you are, but I don't like them being this close to the Red Wings. I don't like that.
Yeah, you're I mean, you're afraid of
they're two back.
You know, you're afraid of
I'm afraid of the ghost.
You're afraid of Eleanor.
Yeah, she was on my radio show this weekend. She was just gloating about it.
Oh, yeah, she keeps her stick up too. She keeps the stick up right there.
That's for sure.
Jimmy, Mrazek was not playing so good, so they turned to Jimmy Howard, and Jimmy Howard looked like the reason why they turned to Mrazek.
Yeah, yeah, he played good for a couple of games, and then you know,
yeah, he looked right. Good. He looked good in relief. I mean, where it's like Carmen Diego? Where in the world is Gustav? Nyquist actually scored though the other night. I couldn't believe it, but you know what? And maybe the rookie.
Talk about a ghost.
Maybe the rookie jinx, not the rookie jinx, whatever. The rookie, the wall. Maybe the wall hit Mr. Larkin, but something hit. Larkin is not where.
No.
He's back to
he
being.
He started off great and, you know,
yeah,
tapered off. All of the wings have tapered off.
Yeah. The ones that never got started tapered off.
Yeah. They didn't come on.
Yeah.
Gustav's had what? 4 goals or something this year? I mean.
I looked up and I saw Tatar had like 18 goals and I can't remember one of them.
Yeah.
So I was all ready to crush him. Like, well, he got 18 goals. But, you know, the Witch, we need more from the Witch. We need more from Zetterberg. You got Cronwall back. I don't know what he's up to, but not.
Well, let me ask him. Do you think they get in?
I honestly think one of us will be either the 24 years of playoffs is going to end for you or just.
That's the
my
thing
biggest.
So tough.
My biggest nightmare is going to come. Not even my biggest nightmare. Because you know what? The Penguins are a one. If they get in, it'll be Washington. It'll be Ovi gives Sid and Gino a nice home win for Mario's Gate. Because they're not going to beat anybody. So you know what? Let Ovechkin absolutely let the Capitals slaughter the Flyers. I would actually enjoy that more. I'd rather see them lose, get swept. See Tommy Wilson just see Tommy Wilson just like run Mason. Just run him. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the way
whoever has to play them is in big trouble.
Yeah, I mean, the way the Penguins are playing, they're not beating anybody.
It's funny because Barry Melrose was singing their praise last night. He goes, well, Mike Sullivan's done a great job since he came in as coach. And
I guess Melrose's cable went out. Melrose must have Dish Network. Get DirecTV, Melrose. You're out of the loop. Yeah. No, I mean, they're on and off. They're a .500 team. And with that, Sullivan has made the play better. But it's a downright disgrace. And I got to give Phillies the one-line team with one defenseman, they're beating people.
What is going on at Philly? Why is Philly able to do that?
They're that crapola Philly hockey is winning, turning every game into a power play, penalty kill, special teams fest.
Yeah.
And they're getting decent goals. And that Gostisbehere right now, I think, is
he rookie of the year?
I think he's second or third. It depends on if all the Canucks come out and just defend, you know, if they just defend McDavid. You know, they just want to give McDavid the number two just to give him number two.
Who do you think's had a better year, Eichel or McDavid?
Well, I think McDavid's had Eichel's had a consistent year. He hasn't been hurt. Yeah. I think McDavid
was out.
More superstar year. But they can't beat the Breadman. Him and Kane, which we'll get to in a major way
in a couple minutes. Sadie, our special guest, is a Chicago fan, so she thinks Panarin.
That's what I'm saying. The Breadman.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Breadman, yeast mode. But we'll get to all that in a second. But you know, my other Lindy Ruff, you know, his team can't stop anybody either. But our mistress has now succumbed to Johnny Bench's girlfriend's team.
I know.
That
must have been a battle at that house. He's shaking his head.
Johnny Bench is going to lose control of her.
And you know, Megan's just gloating.
Just gloating. There was a line brawl. So excited for that game.
That was a nice fight. I watched that.
It was a great fight. It was a great line brawl. You know, I don't like, I love the, I mean, who would think, David Perron would change? I mean, Perron only went offside for us. Now he's got like 10 goals for the Ducks. But you know who's really playing well is Ryan Getzlaf. Looks like Superman again.
Yeah, he does.
He came in, his power play shot the other night was just like, oh, good morning, good afternoon, good night. I mean, he
now,
looks
what
like
did you
Superman.
Take away from that Kings-Ducks game?
I took away that the Kings, everybody but the big guys are playing mediocre hockey. Toffoli has to wake up. Everybody has to wake up. Because you know the way the Kings are winning the last couple? I actually went to see them play Montreal, which was fun. The way that they're playing now is they're only winning when, or I should say this, he's putting everything all in one boat. All on one line now was Carter, Kopitar, and Luch.
That's the only line, really.
And if you're doing that, you're not going to beat anybody come the playoffs, or you're not going to beat anybody for real. And that's really a fool's gold. That's the old Penguins, Lemieux, Yager, Francis, all on one line. That's a one-line hockey.
So some guys have to wake up.
Yeah, Toffoli has to wake up, especially, you know, everybody has to, except Dowdy. Dowdy's played amazing in the big three. And, you know, I hate to get on, you know, Quickie could make a few more saves, but Quickie did
make one really nice save in that Ducks
game. I think when the Kings are at their best is when Quickie is the best goalie in the league and they win 2-1. When they start running and gunning, it becomes the Kopitar, Carter, Luch fest, and then some of the grind. You know, like the Trevor Lewis got a chip in. Dusty's hitting everybody, but you got to score a couple more.
Yeah,
those guys got to come together for the Kings, but. I mean, the Ducks look tough.
Really do.
The only team I think that, I mean, they're the best team right now.
They lost to Washington.
But they played a great game. I watched that game.
That was a tight
game. And that was the one game that the Capitals woke up and wanted to play because the Capitals have been water skiing for about the last 2 months.
Well, they can afford to.
Yeah. I mean, except against like the Penguins and the Rays. I mean, they pick when they want to play hard. So, but I think they looked really good that game. And Holtby.
Holtby. And Holtby's got a chance to break the record.
Yes.
He's got 41 wins this year. The record's Brodeur from 06-07.
He'll probably do it. It's good to be – I mean, it's Washington versus the field in the East. And in the West, to me, it's still the same as always. California versus Chicago.
That's what it is. That's why we're going to talk to Sadie in
because
a little bit.
Dallas, unfortunately, the great Lindy Ruff. They got Russell, but you know, if all you're going to do is block shots, you become an orange pylon.
It's always been a goal for me.
Yeah. It's, I mean, you look like me out there. If all you can do is block shots,
you're a pylon.
They can go right around me. So, I mean, they got Russell. They should have got Hamus. Hamus is no superstar either. But load him up because Kleinberg, however you want to say his name, he is out right now. And he was the whole show back on the blue. I mean, you know, we love Oduya. We love it. Demers played good.
What about Sagan?
He's but now it's well. He's you know he's not scoring as much. Ben's not scoring as much. Spess is playing okay. Nikushinen's slowing down. Hemsky slowed down. And Niemi, you know the enemy Niemi and is playing mediocre now. And letting him in again. So yeah. Lindy Ruff's back to square one where he was last year. You know, it's not looking good.
They still have the good record, but you're right. They have
they're hanging on.
They're not
on.
Playing like
they're
they
getting
were.
Those BS points, those loser points, those, you know, beating a Calgary, beating an Edmonton. You know, they got, I mean, middle of the year they were beating Chicago. Middle of the year they were beating the Kings. Middle of the year they were going east and showing people where what it's all about. Yeah. Now they're. Now
they beat the bottom dwellers.
Yeah,
it.
Now they're beating the bottom dwellers and hanging on against the, you know, and then come on, Avalanche. I mean,
now they're
Picard,
in a barrel.
Wah. Kick Varlamov in the head. Get him to stock a puck. I don't want to see Minnesota. I don't want to see them swept. I don't want to see them swept in the playoffs. I want to see the Avalanche in the playoffs. So somebody please help out the National Hockey League. We've had enough of the boring minute. I know Minnesota's going to get on me again. Get on me, Minnesota. I've watched it now.
Well, they're tied right now.
Coach Killer's boring.
Well, they're tied.
Right.
So we'll see. That's a battle.
Well, now we're gonna take a break. We have a very special guest. We're celebrating National Women's Month here on Puck Off with a Chicago Blackhawk fan.
Oh, she is a Blackhawk fan.
Huge Blackhawk fan and a producer of the great Dr. Ken Show.
The Dr. Ken Show.
So, you know.
Which is an awesome show.
An awesome show. Yeah. Hollywood royalty right here.
Yep.
Right here we have. So right after the break, we will have the great Sadie Blasucci. Coming up next.
Very good on the name. All right, we're coming back on Puck Off. All right, gang, we're back on Puck Off. Joe Bartnik, we have a special guest.
I know. We're going to let her, you mean to say her name again? Get
yeah,
it right.
Yeah, that's why I
go two for two.
I mean, I know her pretty well, but I don't.
Yeah, she's your producer. She's your
she's a producer on Dr. Ken.
The Dr. Ken Show. All right, well.
Which is a great show. Let's talk quickly about that. Well, let's give her a name, please.
Yeah, well, the lovely and talented Sadie Blasucci.
Well done.
Sadie.
Three for three.
Right.
Yeah. All three times. You nailed the last name.
And she's
name.
The Chicago Black. Now, you're originally from Chicago.
My parents are.
I wonder why you don't have that Chicago accent.
No, I don't yet. neither does my dad, actually. But we know, the Chicago sports fan blood runs deep. Like, they travel. And I've gone to Cubs games my whole life, and I've never seen, like, more out-of-town Cubs fans. Like, every time I go to an L.A. Dodgers or Padres Cubs game, there's more Cubs fans than, like,
there's Cubs
LA
fans everywhere.
There's yeah,
like
they're
fake,
everywhere.
They travel.
Being from Pittsburgh, I know. There's like all the fake Steeler fans, too.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
there's like a lot of those people.
Yeah.
But Chicago fans do show up.
Oh,
they do. They come.
I just
mean
the people who live in San Diego and have never seen snow. And like, I'm the biggest Steeler fan in the world. It's like, you've never even, never even
people,
cold in your life. You can't be the biggest Steeler fan in the world.
That rarely happens with like Cubs, though, because they've never really... Yeah. Delivered.
Well, maybe this year.
Maybe this year. Well, let's talk about a team that has won three championships in a row.
Yep.
Now, who is your favorite Blackhawk?
That's Crawford for sure.
Oh, look at that!
Yeah, I love him.
You like the goaltenders? What
I do.
What do you think of Darling saving his bacon last year, though?
I mean, it was necessary. You know, he parties hard. So it was Darling.
Well, they did.
Darling
have,
came in clutch.
He is a very good goaltender, but he did have that little stretch there where he had some problems against Nashville.
And
he had to bring in Darling, and Darling did save his bacon.
Yeah. Now you're.
But Crawford is a great goalie.
Oh, hey, Crawford's probably going to. He's up for the. You know, he's up for the goaltending award. So
the
Vezina. Yes, thank you.
I'm an ex goalie.
You know, Tunkta, otherwise, it was almost the Fraser Smith Award.
It could have been.
Yeah. It was up to George Vezina or Fraser Smith. They go, well, since Fraser has enough awards, let's name it.
I got to spread it around.
You know. Speaking of awards, I didn't talk about on the top, though, but the great Claude Julien, because you know something about not Claude Julien, but Coach Q, beginning of his career there, and even after he won cups, they kind of tried to run him out of town a few times.
Yeah.
And then have you always backed Coach Q, or do you think he's gotten better over the years?
I mean, I'm all about loyalty, so I'll stick with him. I mean, it's hard when you know, the temperature changes with anything, but like I'm a loyal fan.
Well, and he's turned out to be a great coach.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think he's one of the best for sure.
Yeah, that's true.
I think he is one of the best for sure. Well, as I was saying about the thing with Claude Julien is, you know, they tried to fire him this year.
Coach of the year.
Every year. And he just passed Art Ross as the all-time Boston Bruins all-time winningest coach.
Did he really?
Yeah. Now, when you pass guys with awards named after him, you're pretty good.
No, that's true.
It's about time to fire
Claude Julien. That's true. His team's having an amazing year.
I just wanted to throw that in. Now, go ahead.
Well, now, there's many great Blackhawks. And who are some of your other favorites? Do you like Patrick Kane?
I do. That's a controversial one.
Mm-hmm. Well, as the first women panelists, because, you know, Eleanor is a woman, but she's tougher than half our other guests.
Yeah. She'll actually cross-check you in the parking lot.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't,
I know.
Which I kind of enjoy.
Yeah.
I
mean, I'm definitely
a very hot chick, Eleanor, but a tough one.
Very tough.
Yeah. So as a scoring winger, not exactly. I mean, Eleanor's definitely a fourth liner when it comes to the physicality.
She's very chippy.
Yeah. As a definitely scoring line winger, where do you, as a woman, what do you feel about Patrick Kane, I guess?
Well,
we don't really talk about that sort of thing on this show, so it's kind of...
But it was very controversial.
I mean, what happens in his personal life, let's leave it there. No, I'm just kidding. I could never say that.
You know what it is? If it was a true thing, it was totally wrong. And you should throw the book at any athlete.
Of course.
If they get in trouble like that, if it's real. But this one, he was acquitted of.
Yeah, they dropped the charges. I mean, just today, the NHL stopped part of their investigation. And then then his accuser dropped their charges and all that stuff. And there was the whole, like, evidence debacle and
does
all
this
that stuff.
Still make you uncomfortable thinking about him?
It definitely does. I think there's something to be said for, like, that culture in all sports of, you know, assault and especially like sexual assault and rape. And I always had pride in the NHL for being separate, because the NFL is so dirty about it. It's like so politicized and just really like shoved under the rug, and it happens all the time. And I always liked that the NHL was like, there wasn't that many public scandals. So it made me kind of sad, especially because Kane is like one of the few franchise players that's like, he's around and will be around.
Well, he's a great player.
And is so talented.
Having a great, great year.
Yeah.
He came out like he got shot out of a gun, and he's still hot.
Yeah.
He's ahead by 18 points in the scoring race, which is ridiculous. You know, he's had an incredible year, and his winger, he plays wing. The other wing is probably the rookie of the year. The Breadman, Mr.
Let's all try to say his name.
Mr. Panarin.
Panarin.
Yeah, Panarin. Yeah.
I think
he's the Breadman.
Yeah.
So, no one makes the cross ice pass like those two.
Well, it's great to see a hot rookie, right, on your team?
Yeah, for sure. Especially because, you know, the past couple of years we've taken the cup, and then they basically, you know, we have like half a roster flop switch over.
Yeah, they get rid of a lot of really good players too.
Yeah.
But like, they seem to be able to replenish themselves.
But that's the genius.
Yeah, I think that's part of what keeps it going is the fresh blood. And you know, you're not getting lazy. I guess you're not falling into any patterns.
Have you listened to the show before? That's exactly what I say every week.
Sadie. And they're young. Our team's really young. Like,
yes.
We got a lot of, I think there's a couple like 19-year-olds.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah.
No, well, that, you're right about that too. They have been able to replenish themselves and not only not take a step back, move up.
Yeah.
Despite getting rid of some top guys like Johnny Oduya and Saad and Sharp and a lot of really
good players. And back in the day, Ladd and Byfuglien, you know, off the first team. You know, it's funny you said it, though. And that's why it does strike you as amazing that that Kane and Taves are paid over $10 million a year. And then you still have Seabrook, Keith, and Hossa, and then you still have everybody else.
Naming all those guys, you start realizing how really good they are.
Yeah, you realize, like, how do they fit everybody under the salary cap? Is what I'm saying, like, you know, with Crosby and Malkin, it's like, that's all you hear about is, well, we can't get him because of the salary cap. Like, it's always a salary cap issue. But Chicago has, like, six guys. But that's the greatness of Stan Bowman. Now, you never grew up in Chicago is what you're saying.
No, but that's... it's so I'm...
No, I'm not going to push that. No, because I mean, I just wondered if you were around, but you're young anyway. Because I mean, the Blackhawks were a down and out franchise, like number five of four teams in Chicago, actually.
And so were the Kings, which is my other team, and they've both shown to be kind of like just recently really strong playoff teams.
Well, now that's interesting that you're also a Kings fan.
Yeah, because we are too. That's our, call it our mistress team.
That's exactly.
It's hotter when she says it, though.
It does. I wanted to hear her say it. Yeah. So you like the Kings?
I really love the Kings. It's hard. I mean, when they beat the Blackhawks a couple years ago, it was like, that was magic, because that series was amazing.
It was an amazing series.
And
it's got to be tough on a Chicago and Kings fan.
Yeah, but the win was so great that it really did. I thought whoever was going to win was going to just be, I couldn't have been happier, basically.
Well, right.
Now that must be hard on your parents, then.
Yeah, definitely. There's some real, like, you know, you're kind of cheating on somebody somehow, but I don't know. It's hard.
Easy for us, because Detroit and Pittsburgh are in the East.
Yeah, we don't. So yeah,
it only happens. Yeah, if they make the finals, everybody's.
So you're in the same conference.
You're in the same.
It's hard. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's good to have a team out here, though. You're living
nice
out here.
It's nice that they're both doing well, because there was a long time where we were just loyal for them not doing well at all.
Yes, both franchises have done very well in the last 5 years.
So basically, you're a big Rob Scuderi fan, because he's been on every team. Scuds is back with the Kings. Yeah. Who's your favorite King?
Oh, gosh. That's a harder question.
It seems like you're more of a Kings fan than the Chicago Blackhawks fan, which is fine by us.
Do you like Kopitar?
I do like Kopitar. I like, you know, gosh.
Do you like the goalie?
Right?
I do love Doughty.
Yeah, you have to like Drew Doughty.
I think he would have to be my favorite. I don't know. I like Brown.
You like Quickie, the goalie?
I love Quick.
The girls all like Dustin Brown.
I like
Dustin Brown too. Yeah. I think I like him. Yeah, I don't know. I do like Doughty. I think he always comes in clutch and does
Doughty's
great stuff.
Yeah.
But which is fun. You like the people who like put on a show for you.
Doughty's fun to watch. Yeah. You're absolutely right. So, if you had to make a prediction this year, who do you think? Who do you think in the Western Conference?
In the Western Conference, the Blackhawks
over the Kings.
Yeah,
over the Kings.
I think so. As much as I think the Kings, it's the youth and like the turnover factor that the Blackhawks have that I think
absolutely
the Kings don't have, because the Kings are like they rest with their what they are always doing. Like
they've stuck with a pretty pat lineup.
It gets into like a pattern, and then even though they are a playoff team, so like I imagine both will do some kind of something in the playoffs where it's going to be an interesting show.
What about the Ducks?
The Ducks. Are we allowed to swear? I'm sorry.
Well, Johnny will beep you. Okay. That's why Johnny makes the big bucks. Yeah. That'd be a funny beep too.
Sorry. I mean, the Ducks.
Well, you're a real Kings fan then.
I know.
See, if you were a Blackhawks fan, you'd say, I'm not worried about the Ducks.
No, I hate the Ducks. You've got to hate the Ducks. I've always hated the Ducks.
There you go.
There's that. But
well,
we
love passion on the show.
I think I think the Kings will lose to the Ducks, which will be annoying. But I think the Blackhawks will still take it.
I just have a couple questions for you, just, you know, just while we're here
and
talking.
Just
because you're a casual, you're a fan.
I'm a fan, but I'm not. Yeah, you know, I kind of came into this. I was like, I should really mess up the names on purpose. I was going to be like,
well,
Michael
don't
Payne.
Worry. We all do,
yeah,
too.
Don't
on
worry the about Blackhawks. It. We'll have enough
especially me.
No, I wanted to do it on purpose.
Johnny will easily beep out when you swear, but don't mess up names purposely.
Okay, okay.
Because then people go after Johnny and be like, why did they say the names wrong? Here's all the names they said wrong.
I was like, I wanted.
We get that every year. We get a list.
Yeah, we have a
I wanted
list
to come in hot and be like, Casey Crawford is my favorite. And just really butcher their names.
No, because I want to ask, as a cat, casual fan and a woman, what do you? I'm gonna ask you the questions now, so we get like your opinions as those. What's your thoughts on fighting?
I love it. I mean, it's what separates hockey from like a lot of other sports, is where you can fight during and it has a purpose, but it's not something that makes the sport less sportsmanlike. If that makes sense, I feel like fights that break out in football should not be there and are way more like hot blooded. Whereas fights that break out in hockey, it's like, well, that guy probably up and he needs
ABC.
I'm sorry. That guy probably, you know, it's necessary.
It's part of the game.
It's part of the game, and I think it helps to have teams where you know who your fighters are, and you can, like, be excited about them being in play, too.
Yeah, no,
that's a good point.
That's a perfect answer. Yeah. What do you think of the shootouts?
Shootouts, I mean, what did we changed it up.
It's to shorten overtimes. It's because overtimes were still ending in ties.
I don't know about shootouts. I mean, when I first heard about it, I didn't like it. But I don't know. I guess I have no real opinion on it. I didn't dig the change. I like overtime. I like double overtime. I like what just as long as we can.
How about
go.
The 3-on-3? Now they do 3-on-3.
That's the yeah.
Do you like that?
Yeah, I'll take that. I guess I'm like lax on those opinions.
You want that in the playoffs though?
No.
You want regular 5-on-5, let it go till 8 in the morning.
I love that. Of course. In the playoffs, that's the best is when you're like, we could be here for 8 more hours.
Well, and in Chicago, you can still go to the bar.
Yeah. Yeah. Here they
after the game.
That's here they'll true. Cut you off at, you know, second period.
Yeah. All right. So, fighting, you're okay with that?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. And? I mean, hockey is the best. I'm more, again, like, I can't keep any stats really in my head, which makes me, like, not a good representation of female sport fans, because I'm sure there are some who are just going to go toe-to-toe. I'm very much like, I like the environment. I like the, like, stories. I love the rivalries. I like everything.
So who's the Blackhawks' biggest rivalry?
But I don't even know, actually.
Probably the Kings nowadays, but back in the day.
Back in the day, it was the Red Wings.
It was the Red Wings.
Didn't we have the same owner?
Know your history. Yeah. Way back in the day.
A long time ago,
Way back in the day, they used the Blackhawks as the farm system.
Yeah.
For the Red Wings, and it was always a touchy subject.
Yeah.
Well, then the Norris Division was always, you know, it was always Chicago versus Detroit in the playoffs. Forever. Because now, like tonight, they're pushing St. Louis, Chicago. And I just always kind of think that's just St. Louis trying to be Chicago's
rivalry.
Kind of like Columbus is trying to be the Penguins rivalry.
Yeah. Yeah.
The
Red Wings were a real, that was a real rivalry. Because that goes back.
Yeah, it goes back to when Moses wore short pants.
Yeah, well, Stan Mikita.
Who's the Penguins' Gordie biggest rivalry? I don't even know.
Oh, the Flyers.
Flyers. Oh. Yeah, and don't get him started. Get him started. He will go off for another 10 shows worth of anti-flyer material.
What's funny is in my latest pro hockey news article, I jabbed the Flyers pretty good, but I jabbed Sid pretty good too. So it should make all the Philly fans can read the article and feel okay with it.
Well, now, Sid kind of came alive there for a minute. What do you think's going on? I mean,
After he got the coach he wanted, he has to play hard for a couple months, right?
Yeah.
he can't get Sullivan fired now.
He's a big Sidney Crosby fan, of course, being a Pittsburgh fan. And potentially the best player in the league.
I'm a Sid realist is what I am. I'm a fan.
What does that mean?
I can see his flaws. So a lot of people don't want to admit Sidney Crosby's flaws.
Well, I've seen that. People think he's... I was going to say walks on water, and then
For many years he did. You know, he really was the top guy in the league, clearly for a long time.
Yes,
for a long time. And then many feel that he's tapered off. Joe's theory is after he had the concussion, he hasn't played like he used to.
Well, he did for about a month again. I think he's not going into the area. He's not going into the scoring areas as much, and he needs coached the same way LeBron James needs coached. The same way any superstar who thinks they're better than everybody else still needs coached. And, I mean, the power play stinks when he's in the Lemieux spot. You know, that's where Malkin should play. It's those sorts of things that, you know, and I, you know, when he picks his line mates, it's like, we had Jerome McGinley. You've heard of Jerome McGinley.
Yeah.
Yeah, he came to Pittsburgh and played on the third line because Sid didn't want to play with him.
Sid essentially, yeah.
Insane. Lady even knows. You play Iggy on the first line.
Of course. Of course you do.
I mean, come on.
And also, I don't like it, no matter how good the player is, when the superstar starts making the calls on where people play.
Exactly. And he has picked up. And we have our own, Pittsburgh has its own problems. I mean, there's many problems, and they are great. But we still should. I mean, the fact that we're fighting in a playoff spot against a team with five good players is sickening. I mean, you know, it really is. It's
now, do you think you guys get in? Does Pittsburgh get in to the playoffs?
It's like I said. One of us isn't going to go. Because right now, Philly's hot. Philly has three more games with the Penguins. They will do all of their BS, you know, power play, shorthanded crap that they always do. And they'll win two of those games. Even though we have Sestito up. They'll win two of those games. Because that's just the crap they pull. And, you know, so... I know this will sound like, oh, Bartnick's just saying that. If the Flyers get in and the Penguins don't, I don't really care because neither of us
can't believe you would say that.
Neither of us are going to win the Stanley.
Sadie, I can't believe you said that.
No, I take that back. Of course, I want to make.
I
want to make the playoffs, but I'm not as afraid as if we didn't make the playoffs and the Flyers had a really good team. And they made the playoffs.
I see your point.
Because there really is only one. There's only two things that matter every season. That if we don't win the cup, the Flyers don't win the cup. Like, that's all that really matters.
You just don't want your arch rival.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, that's all that really matters is, like, you know, is that Giroux goes golfing.
You don't win. You don't want. Yeah.
You know, and the way we're, I mean, but the funny thing is, like, 2 weeks ago, you see us playing. We're like, well, we really have a chance. We kind of get in Washington.
I think that's what Melrose
is talking
about.
It's like we kind of get in Washington's head. We can survive, you know, whatever. Lundqvist, we got his head. He threw the spaz this week, which we'll get to in a minute. Yeah. But it's like, you know, and then all of a sudden we go out and Calgary looks like, you know, it looks like the 1990 Calgary Flames. You know, it's like it's
now. Do the Red Wings get in?
See, I personally think
24 years.
Personally think the Red Wings. I think the Red Wings are going to get in, and the Penguins aren't.
You think?
I love hearing that, Sadie.
It's a bad situation.
It's a bad situation because we're playing Columbus. We're playing all the teams that get on. You know, under the Penguins' skin, and we always lose. The last thing the Penguins needed was Columbus. The last thing the Penguins needed was Tortorella to go to Columbus. We needed like every, like we talked about this.
We
last
needed the early version.
Yeah,
of
we need like we remember we, us and you and us. The Red Wings, the Penguins always got a. However many times we played them, those were the wins.
That was
we
a
got
guaranteed win. Yeah.
Guaranteed win. Sid gets his points. Everyone laughs and has a nice post game dinner. It's some hamburger stand.
And then
in Columbus.
Torch comes in and ruins everything.
Tortorella comes in and starts injuring people. So you know, I think the Flyers are going to get in. They just have that kind of, you know, and you know the league, you know, NBC wants them in because it's owned by NBC.
Ah, good point. Yeah, I didn't think
about that. The league always wants
now,
the Flyers in.
We have a big game coming up tonight for the Kings, guys. They're playing the Capitals.
Yes.
And they're the best team in hockey right now.
Yep.
That's going to be an interesting game tonight at Staples Center.
I think the Kings win this game, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Because I've been to a lot of games, a lot of times, and a friend of ours who's a big Bruins fan, he'd always go see them play the Kings, and they don't show up because they play the Ducks first. They're happy with the win. Then they get a couple days at the beach. Everybody's happy. Oh, we got to show up and play the Kings.
I think that is a big
the Kings. Yeah. Washington, nice and relaxed. We're 25 points in first.
Yeah.
Who really cares? Yeah. Boom. We're going to start the backup goalie, and yeah, we'll see what happens.
Sure, Melody's Bar the night before.
Exactly. They're hanging.
That's where I used to go to hang when that's where they go to.
Yeah.
Is that the one that the Kings go to?
Yeah.
And the Kings need this one more than the Capitals do.
Well, yeah, they do. Yeah. That's right. That's right. I mean, Who do you pick, Sadie, tonight?
I'll agree with what he's saying. I can see the Capitals not really showing up.
Yeah.
They are scary. I mean, their stats are scary and they're...
Yeah, they're having a great year.
They're having a really good year.
Now, you know, but I think, it's a return of Justin Williams, guys. You know, I think this is the first time have they played this year here?
Not here.
In L.A.?
No. Right.
I think Justin's having a good year there for the Caps. I think he's got 19 goals, you know. Great player for the Kings and, of course, helped the Kings against Chicago. When he was here, but you know, it'll be the first time he's in front of the L.A. fans. What kind of reception do you think
he'll get? A nice video package.
You think?
Yeah, something that...
He said they would boo him every time he touched the puck. Do you think
He doesn't understand.
They liked him, right?
He doesn't understand. Yeah. He doesn't understand
the LA Kings
fans. And, Sadie, you were a fantastic guest.
You guys, I'm just... Anytime fun to have you.
You can stick around. You want to stick around for the awards?
Yeah, I'll stick around.
All right. All right, beautiful. And then
we will
be awards
me.
And then Twitter.
My pleasure.
And then I have a very funny story about I went to the Kings Montreal game, which we'll hear.
I want
to
hear it.
It's a good one.
Come on. We can't wait.
We'll be on right
we're
after this.
We're going to have you, though. We're coming back on Puck Off after this. All right, we're back on Puck Off. Joe Bartnik, and who's our special guest?
Sadie Blasucci.
I keep letting him say the last name.
The radio legend is letting the part-timer.
You are very good at it. But you know what? It's great to have Sadie with us here.
Yeah, Sadie's
big Blackhawk fan.
Sadie's in for the awards.
And also big King fan.
Actually, we'll let her pick. She'll probably just, you know, pick out of the what she likes. We'll let her pick her some of her favorites here.
Yeah.
First, in fantasy news...
Not that kind of fantasy.
No,
Sadie,
I. But, oh shoot!
But I'm sure
the great.
It's a different podcast.
We'll visit that later.
Yeah, no, that's my.
The hammer has fallen to number two. What's so funny? It's a little hubris, kind of like me last Christmas, because he's a good guy. He emailed me and said, "Hey, do I get in next year? Because I'm going to win no matter what." And
right.
I'm like, "Well, first of all, it's not even March yet."
Yeah.
But second of all, you're in if you win. He got passed by Febreze.
Wow.
Febreze is now number one in the fantasy league. I have popped up, I think thanks to Christopher Letang, have popped up. Speaking of which, you know, I was watching the game last night, Islanders-Penguins. Of course, it was a bad game. Watching it on Pittsburgh Sports Network, all of a sudden my TiVo switches. It's blacked out. Switches to NBC.
Oh, no, dude.
This was the very first... I must have got out like 500 FUPRs last night. Like my dog was crying. Even my dog was laughing. Like, it was a big
Ruby knows.
It was a big FUPR.
Yeah.
But in fantasy news, I am in number nine, passing up Anthony Tony Johnny Bench.
Yep.
You passed Johnny Bench?
Yeah, I did.
Turn off his mic.
Hey, Tony, you see me?
What happened, Tony?
Hey, Tony, say goodbye, Tony.
Oh, man.
I had two players out. I was not paying attention.
There you go.
Yeah,
I
do that in fantasy football all the time. I played one game without a quarterback and won.
How big is your guys' league? How many people?
You're only allowed to have like 12 guys. So you're only allowed to have 12 guys.
You have Dwight King calling you?
Yeah, no.
Wow.
Actually, he's a hockey reporter.
Oh. Okay.
Get the inside scoop on what happened to Johnny Bench.
It's headline news.
Bench is throwing his team on. He's throwing himself under. Nice to see a coach come at the press conference and be honest and say it was his fault.
Well, you know, Melrose will be hitting on it tonight.
Yeah.
I did say it was my fault. I said I dropped the ball.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
Now he's back.
Yeah.
Once again, a coach backtracking now.
Yeah, I see it.
We see it all the time. All right,
my
John.
Players came in and they were out of shape.
You got to send them down.
Send them down. It's funny. All right, Johnny. Johnny will be back for the tweets and Twitters. If you have there's a couple things we did not touch on at the beginning.
Yeah, should we touch on those?
Which we'll hit after the tweets. My special story. Frazier has a special story, and then of course Mr. Yager. Okay, here are the awards. More awards. For the Crazy Howie Award. Flew in from Miami Beach, BOAC. Didn't get to bed last night. On the way to paperback was on my knee. Man, I had a dreadful flight. I'm back in the USSR. The Howie Young Award. The Howie Young Award. Frazier, you have a personal award.
Well, they were running this on ESPN last night. There's a player named Mark Senden. He's a high school... player for, you know, they're having their high school finals.
Yes.
And Minnesota has great
now, is
hockey.
This the guy that we gave last week?
No, not. I don't think it's the same guy that scored that amazing goal.
Okay.
No, this, I think, is a different guy. Jimmy Kimmel featured him last night during his monologue. He kept saying, he would make a sentence. He'd say, well, I thought we played pretty good in the third period. And everything like that. And he kept saying, and everything like that. And he said, they counted, he said it like 20 times in his interview.
There's a high school player?
Yeah. And Kimmel just kept playing it and kept playing. It was hilarious. The guy's getting national pub off of it. And I'm going to start doing
just
it.
Just by being nervous on camera.
TV, on camera, yeah.
For my Howie Young Award, my portion, I'm going to give it to Henrik Lundqvist for the spaz out against the Penguins.
Yeah, he went nutty. Yeah.
He went nuts. He got bumped by McDonough, his own guy, and then threw a fit and bench pressed the net about 20 feet, and then stormed over to the. He could have got like another 2 minutes because he was in like the referee circle of solitude or whatever.
Yeah,
oof. But you just don't.
They call him a silence.
I mean, he's let up one goal like this millennium against the Penguins. He threw a fit. So
ooh.
I expect, you know, we always give Hank his props. We always say,
but when he spazzes out, do you want to give it to the king or should we give it to the high school kid from Minnesota?
Yeah, like
and everything like that.
And everything like that.
We'll let the lady decide.
All right, Sadie.
I'm going to go with Lundqvist.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah, no sense picking on the kids. No sense picking on the kids.
Yeah, the poor kid.
Yeah.
There was no Mario, but we do have two Claude Lemieux this week.
We do.
We do. We have Mr. Erickson from Boston, obviously, versus the Chicago Blackhawks. And then kind of a special Claude Lemieux. Gino was knocked all the way into the New Jersey bench.
I saw that, yeah.
And then came off the bench and scored. So then he's actually come out of the penalty box, but came out. Came out of the other team's bench. So the real Claude Lemieux
I didn't see that either.
The real Claude goes to Erickson of the Boston Bruins. Now, we have two skirts of the week. Two skirt choices. One is a true skirt, and number 42 of the Carolina Hurricanes just let Killorn smoke him like a cheap cigar. Killorn of Tampa Bay.
Is this a plug?
Is that for your cigar store?
Yuli Cigar Shop.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
I knew it was going to come back to cigars.
That's how the pros do it.
We should call it the Cigar of the Week.
Cigar of the Week. There you go.
Yeah.
No goal.
He always gets a plug.
Yeah.
I think he's sponsoring they're going to sponsor my other podcast because that's what me and Cortell smoke cigars on that podcast. Anyway, long story short, too late. But I didn't even look up his name because I felt bad for him because he's just in Carolina. He's been called up. He's like, he doesn't fit.
It's not our buddy Zach.
He doesn't even fit in our skates yet. No.
No.
But the real guy, Merrill from New Jersey, if you saw this, Gino came down one-on-one. The guy fell down. Did you see that?
Yeah, that was wow.
I mean, he made Yandel look like Chelios when he just fall out.
Yeah, he's got to win the award.
Yeah, I think so too.
Giving it to him for sure.
Yeah, come on, Sadie.
You can't just fall.
Can't just fall down.
It can't just fall.
There is. He's calling now. He's trying to defend himself.
Yeah, jeez. All right. Sorry about that.
Johnny, I did not fall down.
It's your cigar guy. It's the other cigar guy.
I wish. Yeah. The Dio, the Ronnie James. See,
that's the man of the week. Man of the Silver Mountain.
The great.
Yeah, you're not hearing this. We add it later in post.
Ooh. Yeah.
You're a producer, you know.
I know about post, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so right now we play Man on the Silver Mountain as the MVP, the Ronnie James Dio Award. Johnny
for the week
may not be the best fantasy manager in the world, but he is the best producer in the world.
That's true.
Yes.
He's been catching a lot of heat.
Yeah. He's ready to move over to the Dr. Ken show.
I wish, I wish he was Mike this whole time.
Yeah, well, you know, you don't. This would be a 3-hour show.
Johnny's the best.
They would be battling nonstop.
Mark Scheifele of our Winnipeg Jets, who used to be one of our favorite teams, but now is a cellar dweller, gets the Mad Hatter against the Montreal Canadiens, Les Habitants. So that was a hat trick, blah, blah, blah. I'm glad to see Scheifele still scoring. You know,
I think
he's one of the 5 or 6 Jets that actually gives a damn this year. So good to see. The Bob Probert Award, the Bobby Probert Award we give.
Let's do it.
It's our most prestigious award.
It is. The great Bobby Probert. You have to get a goal and be in a fight.
And be in a fight.
Ooh.
In a game.
That is a prestigious award.
Yes. Sure is.
And that goes to our friend, Big Bad Burns of the San Jose Sharks. Got the goal in a fight versus the Calgary organization.
Burnsy.
Brett Burns, the big man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so he
got it done.
Yeah, I didn't even know who he fought because it was against Calgary, and the only people that lose to Calgary are the Penguins. So,
but he did get the award.
Yeah, Burnsy, he bloodied the guy up pretty good, too.
So. Burnsy's pretty big, pretty tough.
Yeah, he's a bad.
So you guys do the research on these awards every week.
Yes.
Well, Joe does, and I just agree with everything.
Yeah, we do the. Well, you know, I watch all the game. I mean, I watch a lot of the games, and so when something sticks out, then I go boom. Yeah. I write it down, and that's why that's why we do it every week.
Yeah.
So we let it save up for the month to be. There'll be a ton of them.
But that is our favorite award.
Yeah.
That's
because it's the most prestigious. Because it's what we're all about here. We're about goals and fights.
Yeah. Yeah. That's hockey right there.
Yeah, and that's why it's like when they try to take away goals now, goalie too much equipment. They try to take away fights. I ask, why are people paying $150?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Sadie
goes.
She knows what's up.
When it comes to fights, I'm just going to say it's a mafia mentality. It's, you know, you've got the like respect. I love that. You can be like, you got to respect my team or we're going to fight you.
That's right.
Exactly, which you'll see at the end, which is our second, which is kind of the famous awards that get us noticed. So now we have Save of the Week.
Oh, I saw a couple good saves. Yeah, Cinderella's playing in the background now, Sadie. Oh. And I know you love Cinderella.
Somebody save me. All right.
We could have done without that.
So we'll see if any of these fit. Or I usually cut down to 3, but I saw one last night that I just had to put on there.
And?
So we have our buddy Hutch of the Winnipeg Jets with a stick on Harmonic, our buddy from the New York Islanders, which made just a sick save, was JT Johnny Tavares with the no-look pass. That's what made the save amazing. Our player save is Hansy of the Carolina Hurricanes on Tyler Johnson's wraparound.
I think Sadie might just go for the name's Hansy.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, I don't know who he is, but I gotta look
at him. You gotta love that nickname.
We have Markstrom of Vancouver. Vancouver used to be a big puck off home base, thanks to Ian Bagg and everybody. Now I think we don't talk about him that much. So we give Vancouver some love. Markstrom stopping Patrick Marleau with the glove.
Yeah, man.
A whole lot of glove.
No, I saw that.
We have the two big ones recently. The big one was Gibson, our buddy Gibby, Pittsburgh boy, skate save against off of Williams of Washington. Let that game go to overtime or the shootout.
That was a great save.
In attendance. And then last night we had Big Bish of Tampa Bay on Marchand in the first period on the breakaway. He did give up Marchand's goal.
He gave up the OT goal, though.
But the save
But that was a good save. You know, the save I saw in a losing cause was Quickie made an unbelievable save against the Ducks, too.
Yeah, it was against Perron, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yep.
Unbelievable save.
Yeah. Is that the one you want to go with?
That would be mine. But
this is the one you saw.
Well, no, I saw one other one. I saw Gibby.
Yeah.
and give it.
I mean, I support it. I love Quick. I'll support your choice, even though it's not even on this list.
Well, she noticed that. Yeah. All right, Sadie, let's go with that then. I got backup on this one.
All right.
Who gets one?
So now we go to the Goon of the Week, the original award.
TNT. I'm dynamite. TNT. I'll win the fight. TNT. I'm a power. TNT. Watch me explode.
Here we go.
Everyone's favorite award, little AC/DC TNT.
Ooh. Playing TNT, which I know you love that song. Yeah, Come on.
I'm hearing it in my head right now.
If you're a hockey fan, you got to love TNT. You got to love AC/DC. How about the great Brian Johnson? Now he's claiming he's deaf and there's no more Brian Johnson, and now they're going to go out with another singer.
They'll just pick your next bus driver.
Oh.
Remember he was driving the tour bus and they found out how good he could sing?
No. Well, Brian Johnson was playing pool downstairs.
Oh, is that? I heard a different story.
Yeah, he was playing pool and they're like, he was the guy playing pool. He went for the audition and he started playing pool with the guys and they found out, I heard a different singer.
Okay.
But that's my band. It makes me sick. Me and Dean Del Rey were talking about it last night.
Well, let's get Dean Del Rey in there.
That's my vote.
Dean Del Rey can sing.
His birthday party, he
sounded like Bon Scott.
Yeah, he crushed it. All right, now.
Or Brian Johnson.
Goon of the Week. The Goons of the Week. The Goons of the Week.
Our favorite award.
We have a Red Wing in here. We have Erickson. He popped Desjardins of Chicago, and Desjardins fought back. And so... very rarely you get a Red Wing, so we keep a Red Wing in there.
Very rare in the Goons.
We have David Perron, cheap shot, stick to the ribs of Oliver Ekman-Larsson, so kind of crappy. Here's a good one for you. Max Domi did not like Ryan Garbutt of, remember Ryan Garbutt, he went from Dallas, we liked him. He went to Chicago. Chicago didn't like him. He goes to the Ducks. Well, Garbutt pissed off Mr. Domi. And Domi looked like his old man.
You don't want to piss off a Domi.
And Domi took him to the woodshed. It was, Domi just looked, he looked like his dad.
He looked like Pops?
Yeah, he looked like Pops. I mean, and
his dad was one of the toughest ever.
Ever. We'll skip this one. Nobody cares. We have the Los Angeles Kings Anaheim Ducks line brawl.
Yeah, that was a wild fight.
Old school line brawl. That looked like Montreal versus Quebec back in the
day. Versteeg was looking for a...
That's what you hope for. Some games that are going slow and you're there, you're like, hopefully there's going to be a line brawl.
Well, that added some excitement to that game.
We have our old buddy McQuaid of Boston taking on Tommy Wilson, our friend in Washington. That was a big heavyweight fight you don't see too often. Yeah, so we have one I want to bring up. We had a boarding call in that game that was they gave Ovechkin a boarding for Kevin Miller, the defenseman of Boston. Literally, Ovi saw the numbers and he came up and kind of hugged him. If you're going to call that, then just take hitting completely out of the. I mean, that it was a joke. It was a pathetic call. And of course, the Boston announcer like, "Oh, I can't believe Ovechkin. He sees the numbers. He runs and blah, blah, blah." That whole Boston overhyped crap.
I just love your voice there.
If Ovechkin wanted
Mr. Bill in action.
If Ovechkin wanted to hurt Miller, Miller would be drooling in a bucket right now.
I agree with you. If he wants to run someone, he can run. He knows how to run them.
What I'm taking from this is that your other team is the Bruins.
He just didn't like that call.
I hate the Bruins announcer. Bruins announcer's a tool. We have what are you picking on the old man for and losing? Watson of Nashville took on Jerome McGinley.
Wow.
Son.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
I don't care how old he is.
No, you know when any part of Iggy in a hey, I didn't want to get traded, you didn't want to get traded fight. Dion Phaneuf versus Greenling. And Phaneuf and Greenling, it was in Ottawa. Phaneuf now plays in Ottawa, of course, and Greenling now with Toronto. Subu. We have a 2-2 with a slew foot, just a cheap against the Penguins. Who cares? We have Juris also, Juris of New Jersey, with a complete flying elbow, Nikita Koloff style, against Carl Hagelin. Hagelin is out now. Hagelin kind of ducked, kind of avoided it. We had a McQuaid versus Thornton. McQuaid fighting again.
McQuaid's always fighting.
Thornton defending his teammate, finally finding relevance in Florida. I think that was the first shift Thornton took in about 10 years. We had 10 weeks. We had Gino fighting Harmonic, but only getting the rough, which was BS because I thought Gino would get the pro bear, but nope. We had John Michael Lyles of Boston with an absolute cheap shot elbow against Kucherov of Tampa Bay. And then we have, in what I think might be the biggest beatdown of the season, we have Darnell Nurse, an 18-year-old big angry man, beat the living snot out of Pollock of the San Jose Sharks because he thought that he ran his buddy teammate Hendricks. And if you saw that, Pollock's face looked like, you know, Dusty Rhodes in circa 1982.
That was a beatdown.
Yeah.
From a nurse.
From a nurse, yeah.
And then he gave him a sponge bath.
So
you know what?
A lot to pick from, and we didn't even touch on the fact that, well, we can touch on that after the tweets.
I already got my pick.
Go ahead.
Right? It's my call?
It is your call.
I was going to go with
your
Iggy.
Show.
I was going to go with Iggy.
Yes.
Because you don't mess with him.
You don't mess with Iggy.
You don't mess with the own, but I'm going with Max Domi.
Yes, I knew you'd go with Domi.
Yeah, man.
Old school. And we'll let the lady have a pick for the bouquet.
Oh, I'll take...
We're going to have Johnny put in the Jeopardy music pretty soon here.
Oh, Jeopardy music.
Talk.
I'm gonna take the nurse beating.
Nurse beating. All right, yeah. If you see that, it'll make you sick. I mean, there was a lot of more blood in the ice than me in back in Pittsburgh last week.
I don't know about that. his nose got mangled in a head-on collision.
She's like, it still looks messed up. All right, everybody. We'll be back with the tweets and a couple things we didn't touch on, including the great Jaromir Jagr. Oh, and
we gotta talk about Jagr
and my funny story.
Yeah. Coming up on Puck Off when we return after this. All right, we're back on Puck Off. We're wrapping things up with the tweets and a couple of quick stories. Joe Bartnick and, of course, our special guest, Sadie.
Blasucci. Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Perfect.
All right, from the Blasucci family.
Yes.
She's awesome.
She's awesome. All right. Here we go.
Trying to hang in.
Here we go. Johnny, Anthony, Tony Bench. And first of all, we will address Tommy Thompson. Yeah, the Flyers are coming. They're coming. There's still only like 5 good players on that team. But keep listening, Tommy.
He's our number one tweeter.
He's our number one tweeter.
Yeah, man.
This week.
Johnny's like, we get like 30 from Tommy Thompson.
Could be the only guy actually listening.
We can't run him off. Tommy's a good guy.
Tommy's
a good
cool.
fan.
Yeah.
We love the passion.
Yeah.
All right, and what's Tommy's tweet?
Tommy's tweet?
Which, there's like 30 of them.
Yeah. Is this Tommy himself or formerly Tommy?
Yeah.
He tries to fool us
different
by switching.
Alias Twitter
accounts. Yeah, that's what he does.
This week he is Tom Thompson bobblehead.
Oh, okay.
His own bobblehead.
All right.
Good for Tom.
It's shaking sideways, though. Yeah. Nope.
All right. Our first tweet is from Darren. And he says, ridiculous no goal becomes a goal review and challenge in the Rangers-Capitals game. You guys got to see it and discuss.
I know what he's talking about. What'd you think, Joe?
I just think it just took forever. It just took forever. It just, you know, it has to be done in 10. It has to be done in like 20 seconds. If you can't figure it out in 20 seconds, the call on the ice should stand.
I agree with that.
Great role.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
You know, if
how long does it take for Toronto to figure it out?
It's like you're a Midwest guy. There's a great card game called Euchre.
Of course. Oh, I love
Euchre. In the Midwest, right?
Yeah.
And my uncles would always have a saying, think long, think wrong.
It's probably true.
And that's what I
especially
think on all these goal calls.
So. That's probably true.
So that's what I think about that one.
And nice Euchre analogy.
Yes. So the other one I always like to say is that's Trump, like, you know, Jagr. Jagr's Trump.
Yeah. Well, that was
Jagr's
the
right bar.
That was the other Euchre famous slogan.
Yeah.
No one loves a Trump leader. What else we got?
All right. Sean Moore has our second one. He says, good trade show. First of two. He disagrees on the Winnipeg trade analysis. They got a first and decent prospect for Pierre Rantanen. And number two, he says, disagree on the Avalanche as the winner. Bodker, not great for 5 versus 5 player. Check points, 60 minutes. He asked for 60 million plus, too much for mostly a power play specialist.
I don't remember exactly what we said about Botner. I did say he stays on the outside, but they got Landeskog and Iggy for all the dirt, for the more dirty work. He'll bring some goal scoring. I just think they had to show to that team that they wanted to be the big dogs. And sometimes you got to go out and get somebody.
I agree.
To prove that you want to go play. Now, yeah. I think they'd have done better with Ladd than Bodner? Absolutely.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Now, to get to the Winnipeg thing, Ladd was the biggest dog out there. And Marco Dano can't seem to make – I mean, Columbus didn't want him. And then Chicago
Dano's a guy.
You like Marco
Dano.
Well,
I do. I think he's got a lot of potential.
Yeah.
But he hasn't really shown it yet.
Yeah.
In a big way. And Ladd's one of the best players.
Yeah, like
see what he's talking about.
I would have taken Deneau, even though the great Scotty Bowman said that Q was done with him. I would have taken Deneau over Dano.
Hey, book him.
Yeah. So that answers the question, Mr. Bench?
Yes, sir.
All right. Right. Well answered.
And speaking of Sean Moore, he's been sending us a couple of emails. We'll get around to that when we don't have a guest because they're long and intricate. But will be getting to them.
All right, Sean,
base goes in deep.
You're on.
Oh yeah.
I'm just afraid we lose them sometimes. I think we're losing Western Canada because all those cities that we used to be big in. We used to be huge in Vancouver.
We were huge,
and now it's like they're not. I mean, but what can we talk about?
There's not a lot to talk.
Yeah,
about.
I mean, every time I watch Miller, he looks worse and worse and worse. Markstrom's playing okay. But now, you know, Daniel Sedin is out. Or, I'm sorry, Henrik Sedin is out. And it's a bad scene up there.
It kind of is.
I wonder
what Bag would say.
We want to get Bag on. You know what? Bag would just say, go for the future.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
I think when you've waited this, you know, when you waited this long, I think especially when you've been so close to the top of the mountain, you know what it takes.
No, that's true.
So he knows that, you know, I was disappointed in them last year. I don't know how they could have lost to Calgary. Remember, I picked them to be Calgary.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't get
you
that.
You picked Calgary, though.
I did.
So you were right.
Well, Calgary was on a roll back
yeah.
then.
And then they got rid of, I thought Matthias was great. But, Klingberg being out really hurts Dallas. And Schneider being out now in goal. I mean, now they got the great Ruben Kincaid. The Partridge family's playing net now for New Jersey. They're done. So
he's driving the bus.
You wanted to mention what now? Druin,
Druin's suspension has been lifted. He failed to report. They sent him down to the AHL to play himself into shape.
He's with the Crunch in the Syracuse Crunch, so
and he missed a game
already.
No, he just didn't show up for that for one of their games.
No, I thought he was back in good graces this week. I thought
he's back now.
Okay,
yeah, so. But what I'm saying is he missed that game, and then that's why they suspended him. Then they lifted the suspension.
Stevie Y said that he's more. If he plays good, he can come back with the team.
He's had a lot of issues there.
Yeah, you know what? You don't mess with if Stevie Y can stare down Martin Tay in St. Louis. And Steven Stamkos, he can stare down Jonathan Drew.
I would have to agree.
So whoever gave him that advice was not so bright.
Okay, you're right. And a couple more things.
Just being stupid young kid. We all did dumb things when we were 20.
Well, that's true. I'm still doing them.
Yeah.
Now, I know Sadie's going to be happy about this. Kruger agreed to an extension.
Whoop whoop.
Yes. You know what? That's part of my...
your story.
It goes against your theory you said today, which is my theory, which is what everyone in Pittsburgh loves. The theory I said on the radio 30 times, but you don't give third liners bigger contracts. Like I think the Kings did that. Remember saying move them out? But now you're gonna change. Kruger.
I do like Kruger, and I like having some people around that you can count on being there. So there's that. I like not having the whole. I do think it works.
Yeah, but the guys you want. So you're saying. I mean, I agree with that when it's Seabrook and Taves, and Hossa. Now, if it was me, I would have kept Saab. But we all know that. You know, you saw my my son hockey card. So I mean, but it's Kruger's like, one that you want.
I
want
do,
to keep.
And I like that he's a third liner. I think it's you have to have the balance of people that you're going to keep around too.
But what about Fraser's favorite Brian Bickle? You want to see him back?
Yeah, we need Bickle back. Come on.
Sure, Fraser. Yeah, just to support you.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
You didn't like Bickle?
I don't know. I have no real opinion on that. I'm sorry.
You talk about what have you done for me lately, Brian?
Come on.
Brian Bickle, when the chicks don't want you back.
Wow.
After you've given him a cup. I mean,
he did slow down. He was really good for a couple seasons there.
All right.
Still love him.
Speaking of not slowing down, before I get to my story, we have to tap of the stick to the great, the one and only Jaromir Jagr.
And I'm only doing one tap, as much as I love Yags, because he beat my guy, Gordie Howe, to go into third place on the points all-time points list.
I got to say, I'm enjoying this because now they're showing like top 10 Jagr moments. And of course, like 9 of them are with the Penguins. So it's very enjoyable.
Oh, you love that.
Oh, I mean, Jagr's on my Christmas
tree. He's a tremendous player.
Yeah.
But anytime someone passes Howe, I don't like it. But I got to give Jagr props.
Is he the top of your Christmas
tree?
Yes,
of course.
Yeah. He is the star on top of that tree.
He's my favorite. I just love him. Yeah, he's Jagr.
He's also got him in the nativity scene, though.
I don't know if that
is appropriate.
Yes. Oh, I love Yogs. Okay, now
he's one of the wise men.
To wrap it up, I will say my story of at the Kings game. I went to see Kings Montreal. Thanks to the, thanks to my buddy Chris Neff, who's I wonder if his cousin. I wonder how he did this week. I didn't see too many Carolina highlights, but I hope he's still in the league and prospering. But Neff gave me tickets. We went to the game together. And that's what I love about Staples Center. They were upper deck seats, but every seat's still good in Staples Center.
Sure.
I agree.
I say this to say this. In every urinal, you know where, I don't know if you know.
Never
you,
been
you know
to the
stadium.
Urinals at Staples Center.
You can't weigh in on this
every
one,
every urinal, instead of a cake, there was a Carey Price hockey card.
No.
What?
No way.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
I like that.
That has a lot of implications.
It was literally, if I was in the first period, I would have went and bought a pair of King's gloves and went and dug one out.
Yeah.
Bought a King's backpack and went and took all 5 of them. They were in plastic, too.
That's okay, then.
Yeah, they were in plastic. So I don't know if they're there, and then they swap them out. And like, if you go see him play the Ducks, Gibson's card's in there. I had never seen that before.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Or if some fan who has an abundance of hockey cards went and did that, or what that was
about. Yeah, well, who thought of that?
I'd like to think that it was a fan. I think that's a great image, that someone is just like,
I think
ready.
It's team policy.
Yeah, I don't know who it was. But if anyone knows... please email in or Twitter in or Facebook page in, or hell, call me like everyone seems to be doing during the show.
Yeah.
And let us know what happened. But it was hilarious because it was, and they were like really, I didn't touch them, but they looked really firm.
Yeah,
pristine,
you did.
Like crisp. You know, I mean, they were in the plastic.
Yeah.
So it's like, you could have literally went in there and picked them up. I mean, no. I've seen worse things happen. I've seen people
put on a
things.
Hazmat suit and go in there.
Ugh.
Yeah, I mean. The cards looked like they would. I mean, and this was in the third period when I saw them. So I have a good bladder.
Wow.
Yeah. I can hold a couple.
You do, man.
Well, for how much they.
We should have an award for that.
Yeah.
Well, compared to my 25 ounce Yinglings in Pittsburgh, whatever the $15 like shots of Bud Light, I think I could make it to the third period with.
Well, that's cool. That's interesting.
It was interesting. Yeah. So I thought we'd bring that up. Tweet in if your team does something like that, or you've ever seen that before. I mean, it wasn't like one card and one. It was like the whole 10 in a row.
You got
lined up
that.
With Carey Price. And then I was like, I should take a picture. No, I'm not going to take my camera out in the men's room.
That's a good
call on your part.
It's a bad look. All right. Well, they're getting near the end of our show. Sadie.
Yes.
Any plugs? What are you doing now? Are you taking the Hollywood?
A little hiatus.
Taking the summer off?
Yeah, no,
Western
we're
playoff
hiatus.
Hockey?
They're waiting for their second season.
Oh, knock on wood.
Yeah. We're waiting for our second season to get picked up. I'm taking this hiatus to do some fun, creative stuff. So I got nothing to plug right now, but I'm going to be, hopefully, have some.
We're
going to
get that Dr. Ken a second season.
Yeah.
Come on, Sadie.
Yeah, Dr.
You know, it's
Ken.
A great show.
It is a great show, and it's a fun show. I feel like I should, come back next season. If we get a second season, you guys can raffle off tickets or something.
We would love to do that.
Yeah,
we'd
love
awesome.
To do that. It's fun to go to those
tapings.
Yeah, it really is cool.
And the great Gary Cannon.
Gary's the warm-up guy.
You get to see Gary.
He's
the warm-up guy.
Amazing.
Yeah. So
Red Wing fan.
Next Tuesday, the calendar. I actually want to get these dates right because I want people to come out in Jersey. Geez, these people are just ringing me. Blah, 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 blah. All right. Next, March 15th, I will be at the Irvine Improv. March 16th, I will be headlining the Madhouse in San Diego Comedy Club. So pre-St. Paddy's Day drinking-a-thon with me, Joe Bartnick, at the Madhouse the 16th. And then big shows in New Jersey. Come on, Devils fans. Let's hang out. The 25th and 26th, me and Paul Verzi at the Comedy Shop in North Jersey. Double headliner, double the all-in tour, whatever you want to call it. Then after that, I'll be at the Stand in New York.
Awesome. Awesome. Good.
That's a full schedule you got. When you travel, are you trying to see hockey games as well when you're...
Sometimes I do. When I'm in Pittsburgh, I do. Or when I'm in Toronto or Detroit. You know, if I'm in a hockey city, absolutely. San Diego, I probably won't go.
That's fair.
Probably not.
Probably not. Great KLOS show this week. I mean,
thank you,
Ron
buddy.
White. Are you kidding
awesome
me?
Awesome to have Ron
Fun
White
stuff
on the show. I loved him. And then Craig Robinson, the great Craig Robinson,
Craig
also
Robinson
stopped in.
Yeah.
He was just driving by KLOS and decided to stop. He just came bursting into the studio.
Good to see security at the highest level during his show.
Yeah,
it is.
Just
it is. In fact, that's what he was there for. He goes, "Phrase, I just want to test the fence." I was able to climb over, no problem. So, you know, it was great to have that. And then this week, I'm fortunate to have Skunk Baxter, the great Jeff Skunk Baxter from the Doobie Brothers. You know Jeff?
Yeah.
Jeff's on the show.
Wow.
Great
that's
guest.
Awesome.
And then I have the great Dane Cook. Boston fan coming on the week after that.
Action-packed show. Well,
yep.
You know, between you and your producer, you guys know everybody.
We're pretending to.
Yeah.
And well, we have been fortunate with our guests. And then I'm at Laugh Factory Friday night here, Ice House Thursday night in Pasadena, and then on the 21st to the 26th, I am performing in Las Vegas at the Tropicana with the great Andrew Dice Clay.
Whoa.
The Dice Man.
The Dice, that is a show right there.
Wow, Dice is always awesome.
Yeah, that is a hell of a show. So especially all the hockey fans, all the guys on Vegas, people coming down from Chicago, Detroit, Minnesota.
Oh, the Puckoff fans were coming out when I was in Vegas last time.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Come
they
down
were coming
see
out.
Frage, and you get to see the Dice Man.
Yeah, come on
and
out.
I'm sure Eleanor, too, right? That's.
I don't think Eleanor's on the show. I wish she was.
Oh, yeah. They were,
I could make fun of the flyers in the green room.
Make sure the green room's big
and
enough
then she would
hide.
Knock me out.
Yeah. Make sure you got some weapons in the green room.
Yeah, you'd have to be packing.
All right. Well, you know, once again, thanks to the great Anthony, Tony, Johnny Bench.
Nicely done.
Nicely done, Johnny.
He's a champion.
Thank you, Sadie. You're
Sadie.
A great guest.
Guys,
we'll have you back
me.
Sometime.
Great
I'm gonna,
guest.
I'm gonna buff
I know who
up.
You're going to root for, but...
you guys, you know, I don't know. That's a mystery, but I'm going to come back. I'm going to have all my facts. I'm going to be... Hard hitter.
Just bring the same passion.
No, I mean now
you're
that
awesome.
I know, now
you're
that I know
awesome.
What the fan base is like, I can't. I don't want to let anyone down.
No, you don't. Oh,
we
down.
Love you, Sadie. Okay. Thank you.
Anybody
thank
done.
You. And good luck to the Dr. Ken on the second season.
Thank you. Yeah, second season. Check
and,
it out.
And all the servicemen and women around the world, we thank you very much.
Love our troops.
Here.
All right, guys. Well, Joe Bartnick, another awesome show here. We thank all of you Puckoff fans out there. We appreciate it. You guys have a great week. Enjoy the hockey. For Joe Bartnick, this is Fraser Smith. We are out!